到三十节。
Shall we turn to another place of scripture, Acts chapter 2?
25节到32节。
Verse 25 through 32.
好，那我们也一起来读。
And we'll read together as we turn.
使徒行传第二章，25节到32节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 25 through 32.
我们一起来读《使徒行传》第二章25节。大卫指着他说：“我看见主常在我面前，他在我右边，叫我不自摇动。所以我心欢喜，我的灵快乐，并且我的肉身要安居在指望中，因你不将我的灵魂撇在阴间。” 也不叫你的圣者见朽坏，你已将生命的道路指示我，必叫我因见你的面就得着满足的快乐。弟兄们啊，先祖大卫的事我可以明明的对你们说，他死了，也埋葬了，并且他的坟墓直到今日还在这里。大卫既是先知， 又晓得神曾向他启示，要从他的后裔中立一位坐在他宝座上，就预先看明这事，讲论基督复活说，他的灵魂不撇在阴间，他的肉身也不见朽坏。这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。
We'll read the English part, chapter 2, verse 25 through 32. David said about him, I saw the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will live in hope. Because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. Brothers, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day. But he was a prophet and knew that God had promised him on oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was ahead, he spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to the grave, nor did his body see decay. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of the fact.
在25节到29节，这里是引到诗篇16篇8到11节的。
From verse 25 through 28, it quotes Psalm 16.
但它是引希腊本的那个74译本的希腊旧约。
It quoted the Greek version of the Old Testament.
字句上有一点不同，但内容上是一样的。The
words is slightly different, but the meaning is the same.
好吧，我们再有一点的祷告。Let's
have a moment of prayer.
好，慈悲怜悯的天父，创造宇宙万物的主，独一的真神，the one God. 我们敬拜你。
We worship you.
我们谢谢你，让我们靠着你爱子耶稣基督的宝血来到你的面前。
We thank you. We come to you through the blood of your beloved Son Jesus Christ.
愿你今天再借着你的爱子耶稣基督来对我们心里的深处说话。
Today, may you through your beloved Son speak to our hearts.
我们向你承认，离了你，我们什么都不能做。
We acknowledge that apart from you, we can do nothing.
求圣灵来恩膏在这里的每一颗心。
We ask you to anoint every one of us here.
求圣灵来恩膏为你做出口的、翻译的和在这里每一位在听的。
To anoint the one that speaks, the one that translates, and the one that listens.
求圣灵将主你的话打开，使我们明白。
We ask the Holy Spirit to open your heart to us that we may understand.
帮助我们能小心翼翼地把一切荣耀和颂赞都归给那坐宝座的和羔羊。
Help us to carefully give all the glory to the one who's on the throne and the Lamb.
祷告祈求乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. 好，感谢主，有机会和大家弟兄姊妹们一起来分享主的话语。
Thank the Lord, we have opportunity to share with brothers and sisters about the Word of God.
感谢弟兄姊妹们的信任和祷告。
And thank you for your trust and prayer.
在决定今年的主题是罗马书之前，主把诗篇十六篇放在我的心里面。
Before we decided the theme as the book of Romans, God has placed the Psalm 16 in my heart.
所以我想今天我还是照着我的感动，跟大家一起来分享。
So today, still according to the move of the Holy Spirit, I will share about Psalm 16.
大家也可以换一下口味。
And you can change the taste a little bit.
诗篇十六篇是弟兄姊妹们所熟悉也是很喜爱的一篇。
Psalm 16 is a familiar and favorite psalm of brothers and sisters.
里面很多的话，我想我们常常在祷告、在分享里面。也都会引用。
And many words here, we quote them in prayer and our fellowship.
作者是大卫王，这也是大卫王的金诗。
It is written by King David, and it is a golden psalm of David.
这是大卫的诗中最宝贵的。
It is the most precious among David's songs.
像我们刚才所读到的，使徒行传二第二章的那些话，那里彼得。清楚地告诉我们，这篇诗篇是跟我们的主耶稣基督很有密切的关系。
Well, we read in Acts chapter 2, Apostle Peter clearly told us, this psalm has to do with our Lord Jesus Christ.
在这诗篇也不是很长，只有11节里面，可以简单地分为两段。
It's not a long psalm. Among the 11 verses, you can separate that into two paragraphs.
我想我就把它分成两段，一段是从第一节到第七节，第二段就是从第八节到十一节。
From verse 1 through 7 and then verse 8 through 11.
好，我这样分法的理由很简单，就是因为彼得在引用了第八到十一节，用来特别用在我们主耶稣基督的身上。
And the reason is very simple, because verse 8 through 11, Apostle Peter quoted and to apply that to the Lord.
这诗篇里面有三句话是很摸到我里面的，就是在大纲里面的三句话。
There are three words touched me greatly, and that was in the outline.
好像第一句话就是我的好处不在你以外。
The first word says, apart from you, I have no good thing.
第二句话就是我所得的，你为我持守。
The second one is, you have made my lot secure.
这个你呢是讲到耶和华，是讲到神。
That you is Jehovah God.
所以第三节里面我们可以说我将你常摆在我面前。
And the third phrase, you can say, I have set you always before me.
就是第八节里面的。
That's verse 8.
刚才我们在读到使徒行传第二章的里面，那里二章二十五节那里是用主，这耶和华这个字在新约里面就变成主了。
And in Acts chapter 2 verse 25, it replaced the word with Lord.
所以这三句的话也可以这样的说，是我的好处不在主以外。
So you can rephrase those three words. You can say, apart from the Lord, I have no good thing.
我所得的，主为我持守。
The Lord has made my lot secure.
我将主常摆在我面前。
And I have set the Lord always before me.
为什么我要分享这一篇诗篇呢？也为什么这三句话很摸到我里面呢？
And why would I like to share this psalm and why would I these three words touched me?
这与我最近的有一段经历有关。
It had to do with my recent experience.
像第一句话是我很喜欢的一句话，也是许多弟兄姊妹们很喜欢的一句话。
The first phrase, many brothers and sisters like it, and I like it also.
第二句话是主 最近给我的一个应许，让我信心得以坚固，也让我能够抓住它。
And the second one is a promise the Lord gave me recently that I might hold on to Him through faith.
然后主再将第三句话向我打开。
And the third phrase, the Lord opened it up to me.
让我看见那是大卫王生活的秘诀。
That I saw that it is the secret of King David.
也是主耶稣生活的秘诀。
And also the secret of our Lord's life on earth.
也应该成为我们每一个基督徒生活的秘诀。
It should also become the secret of every Christian living.
好，我想下面我们简单的一句一句的来看诗篇十六篇。
And we'd like to briefly go through Psalm 16, verse by verse.
我想大卫王实在是对神很有经历的一个人。
King David had a great deal of experience of God.
所以他写的诗篇常常能引起我们的共鸣，也为我们所喜爱。
So what he wrote often resonate within us and are liked by most of us.
在第一节里面是这样说。
The first verse says,
他说，神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。
Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge.
这是一个祷告。
That's a prayer.
是一个患难危险时的祷告。
It's a prayer in time of tribulation and danger.
因为他这里说到是求神来保佑。
Because he asked for God's refuge.
也是一个我们天然的人被带到尽头，我们来投靠神的一个祷告。
It is a prayer when natural man is brought to the end.
也是一个出于信心投靠神的祷告。
And it's a prayer of faith to run to God.
第二节就讲到，我的心啊，你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
Verse 2 it says, I said to the Lord, you are my Lord, apart from you, I have no good thing.
当祷告蒙了垂听，蒙了应允，我们心里就充满了感激。
When our prayers answer, we're full of great in our heart.
感受到神的信实和神的爱，我们就从心里面承认他是我们的主。
When we experience God's faithfulness and love, we acknowledge that He is our Lord.
蒙了神的祝福，神的恩典，我们心里面就感恩。
When we experience blessing and grace, we are grateful in our heart.
我们里面的眼睛得以开启，就不能不承认我的好处实在不在你以外。
And when our inner eyes are opened, we cannot but acknowledge that apart from you, I have no good thing.
同时神让我们看到神的子民他们是又善又美。
And then God let us to see that the saints is glorious.
这是第三节。
That's verse 3.
第四节那里讲到以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必加增。
And verse 4 says, the sorrows of those who are increased will run after other gods.
一位姊妹在以前的见证中告诉我们。
A sister shared this before.
别神在原文里面只是别的。
Other gods here literally means other.
就是说以别的代替耶和华。愁苦必加增。
The sorrow of those will increase who run after other.
在他的见证中，他告诉我们，他曾经以儿女来代替耶和华，他的愁苦是如何的加增。
In her testimony, she shared that when she replaced God with her child, her sorrow increased.
感谢主，前不久的时候 ，Grace 的爸爸也做见证，讲到他们以股票。以房子代替神，愁苦也加增。
And not long ago, Grace's father testified here when we use houses, when we use stock to replace God, the sorrows shall increase.
多少的时候，实在不知不觉的，对我们天然的人来说是这么的自然，我们就用神赐给我们的祝福代替了神。
Many times, unknowingly, so naturally.What God gave us as blessing became replacement of God.
我们紧紧地抓住 的是祝福，而不是神。
We take hold on to the blessings, not the one who blesses us.
我们是多么容易就离开那起初呼求投靠的神。
It's very easy for us to depart away from the God who we call upon.
那赐福的神是一切福分的源头。
The one who blesses, the God who blesses, is the source of all blessing.
我也不例外。
I'm no exception.
一年多前，蒙神的恩典，得了一个科研的基金，就是 grant.
A year ago, by the grace of God, I received a grant.
主让我看见我的好处实在不在主以外。
And the Lord helped me to see that apart from Him, I have no good thing.
这个科研基金只有三年。
That grant has 3 years.
之后要重新申请。
After that, you have to renew it.
有一段时间，心里就老想着如何能下一次再拿到。
And for a while, I have been thinking, planning how I can get it the next time.
如何保持这一个科研基金
？How I should keep and maintain that fund.
到了一个程度，真的是可以说是以科研基金代替了神。
To a degree that I can say, I replaced God with that fund.
自己设了许多的目标、期限、进程表和时间表。
I set many goals, schedule, and timetable.
弄得自己是又紧张又疲倦。
And I was nervous and tired.
然后跟太太、跟女儿的关系也很紧张。
And the relationship between, with my wife and kids are also tight.
是，确实是愁苦加的。
Indeed, the sorrows increased.
疲惫不堪。
I was exhausted.
心里也知道实在靠自己不行，也守不住。
I knew by myself I could not keep it.
您家里面有一本圣经，中间有几页是给水这个弄湿过的。
And I have a Bible in my house. Within the Bible, a couple pages are wet.
然后干了就很皱。
After it's dried up, it became heavy.
所以每次打开圣经的时候，差不多都是先翻到诗篇十六篇。
So every time when I open it, I always open to Psalm 16.
那时候我又翻到了诗篇十六篇。
At that time, again, I turned to Psalm 16.
神就借着诗篇十六篇的第五节的后面这一段来对我的心里面来说话。
And through the second part of verse 5, God spoke to my heart.
那你讲到说我所得的主为我持守。
It says, you, the Lord have made my lot secure.
这句话给了我莫大的安慰。
It was a great comfort to me.
平静了我心中的平安、不安和焦虑。
It put me into rest.
也除去了我的愁苦。
Took all my sorrows away.
我深深地感到不配。
I felt unworthy deeply.
因为我知道我自己不行。
Because I knew I couldn't do anything by myself.
而且知道我的愁苦加增，那是应得的。
And I knew when my sorrow increased, that's what I should get.
然而神还是将他的恩言，真是给我。
But still, by His gracious word, God gave to me.
也给我应许，让我能够抓住他。
And gave me promise that I can hold on to Him.
第六节
Verse 6
用神量给我的地界坐落在佳美之处我的产业实在美好
The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places Surely I have a delightful inheritance
许多弟兄姊妹们都有很好的房子
Many brothers and sisters have good property
是那用神量给的地界
The lines have fallen in pleasant places.
现在是坐落在佳美之处。
It falls for us in pleasant place.
产业实在是美好。
We have got delightful inheritance.
对我而言，在我所做的科研的领域里面。
To me, my research area.
感谢主，他也赐给我一块用神所量给我的地。
He has gave me a land with boundary lines.
也实在是坐落在佳美之处。
Fall for me in pleasant places.
当我们知道在属灵上讲 这是讲到我们在基督里所得的产业。
We know spiritual speaking here refers to the inheritance we have in Christ.
在第七节这里
，verse seven，
这是讲到我必称颂那指教我的耶和华。
I will praise the Lord.
我的心肠在夜间也警戒我。
I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me.
经历到神是施恩的神，是说话的神，我们就不能不称颂那指教我的耶和华。
When we experience God is the God who speaks, God is the God who blesses, we can do nothing but praise Him.
有了神的话，也有了神的应许，心情真的是好了好几天。
When I got the word of God and promise of God, my heart quieted down.
然后过了一段时间，我想你们都可以想象，我们天然人就是这样，我又开始这个忧愁起来。
But you know, after a couple of days, the natural man started to sorrow again.
我想我又开始忧虑，
and,
又摇摆不定。
And I start to get shaken.
那怎么办呢？又有什么秘诀呢？
What is the secret? What should I do?
在第八节里面，大卫王就告诉我们有一个秘诀。
Here in verse 8, King David gave us a secret.
那就是第八节的前面那句话。
First part of verse 8.
他讲到说，我将耶和华常摆在我面前。
I set the Lord always before me.
因为这句话之后，后面有一个结果，是我们每一个人都想要的结果。
The result here is what we want every one of us here wants.
因为你讲到我们就不致摇动。
And we will not be shaken.
我们的心欢喜，我们的灵快乐，肉身也安然居住。
My heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will reset secure.
在十一节里面更进一步告诉我们。
And furthermore, verse 11 tells us,
告诉我们那里有生命的道路。
It tells us the path of life.
有永远的，有满足的喜乐。
The
不单只是喜乐，而且是满足的喜乐。
The fullness of joy.
而且有永远的福乐。
And eternal pleasures.
我想三天前是我们的农历新年。
Three days ago was the Chinese New Year.
是我们中国人的新年。
It's the Lunar New Year.
我想上主日，基弟兄祝我们凡事兴盛，身体健康。
And last Sunday, Brother Chi blessed us and wished us to prosper in all things and to have good health.
是在约翰一书，约翰三书里面的一句话。
It was in Third John.
今天我也是在这里借这个机会，也是祝大家新年是心欢喜，灵快乐，肉身也安然居住，就是健康。
And I'd like to give you this word. Your heart be glad, your tongue rejoice, and your body rest secure.
祝大家真是走在生命的道路上，有那满足的喜乐和永远的福乐。
That may you all walk in the path of life,to have the fullness of joy and eternal pleasure.
我想更加是祝大家能够得到这个秘诀，就是常将主摆在我们的面前。
And even more so that we may all have the secret that I have set the Lord always before me.
我想这句话实在是对我们生活里面有很多的应用。
There are so many applications of this word to us.
我们也简单的说一点点。
And I'd like to share briefly.
当我们接受主耶稣进入到我们心里面的时候，
When we receive the Lord into our heart,
他就照着他的应许一直是与我们同在。
He by his promise shall be with us.
他在我们里面，他不增进也不喧闹。
In us, he does not fight with us.
他降卑到一个地步，他让我们可以随意的摆布他。
He is so humble that as if he let us do anything.
我们可以把他摆在一边，也可以把他，甚至可以把他摆在后面。
we can choose to put him aside, or we can even choose to put him in the back.
所以我们实在要回想，我们常常是将什么东西摆在我们的前面。
So we shall ask ourselves, what do we set before us?
在大卫王在讲这句话，我将主常摆在面前的时候，这个常不是我们说我经常锻炼身体，我经常读书，我经常去逛 mall 的那个经常。
And when King David says, always put him before me, is that always the same as if you say, I always go shopping, I always...
那个是 often.
Often. I often go shopping, I often exercise.
Yeah, 但这里是讲到是 always, 是讲到是一直,是连续不断的。
But here it says always, continuously.
而且他那里是讲到就不是摆在一边。摆在后面，那更不是，他是真的是把主摆在我们的前面。
Always, not to put aside, not to put in the back, but always put before me.
像刚才我们提到，说我们把儿女、把股票、把房子、把我们的钱财、把我们的工作、把我们的生意，这些东西很容易就占据了我们的心，成为我们前面的专注。
Earlier we mentioned it's so easy for us to put our kids, to put our job.To put our business, to put our houses, it's always so easy to let those occupy our hearts.
实在是以别的代替耶和华，愁苦必加增。
When you run after others, the sorrows shall increase.
我们也知道主没有应许我们天色常蓝。
We know God has not promised to always have blue sky.
有的时候我们会遭遇一连串的不如意，或者说是。倒霉的事情。
Sometimes we run into many unfortunate things.
像一位姊妹，我想上星期、上主日所分享到的。
Like a sister shared with us last Sunday.
这些事很容易就成为摆在我们前面的。
These things so often become those things that we set before us.
感谢主，那个姊妹做见证到，她就转眼仰望主耶稣。
Thank the Lord, the sister shared with us to look away unto Jesus.
他就把主摆在他前面。
He set the Lord before him.
主就成为他的安慰。
And the Lord become her comfort.
有的时候我们会把我们的怨气，我们心中的不平，摆在我们前面，越来越难过。
Sometimes we put our complaints, our bitterness in front of us, and the more we do that, the more sorrow we have.
在圣经里面哈拿就是撒母耳的母亲，给我们做了一个美好的榜样。
In the scripture, Samuel's mother Hannah has set a good example for us.
她实在是心里面有许多的愁苦，连饭也吃不下。
She had so much sorrow in her heart that she couldn't even eat.
然后她在耶和华面前就倾心吐意。
But she poured out her heart before the Lord.
她将心中的愁苦。来向耶和华诉说。
She poured out her sorrow to the Lord.
真的就是用我们现在的话讲，她就向主来倒苦水。
And we can say she poured out her bitterness to the Lord.
神就借着祭司以利对她说话。
And God spoke to her through the priest Eli.
她得了主的话，她脸上就不再带着愁容。
When she received the word of God, her face was no longer in sorrow.
有的时候会有突如其来的事情，我们天然的人很容易就往最坏的地方想。
Sometimes things come quickly, and the natural man always look at it negatively.
那时候我们就把恐惧、把害怕摆在我们的面前。
Then we put sorrow, we put fear in front of us.
求圣灵来提醒我们。
May the Holy Spirit remind us.
能够将恐惧和害怕挪开，将主摆在我们的面前。
That we can put away fear and sorrow and put the Lord in front of us.
他在我右边，我便不致摇动。
I shall not be shaken because He is at my right hand.
当我在准备这篇信息的时候，主也给我一个小小的经历。
When I'm preparing the message, also I have a little experience.
主让我学习将它摆在面前。
And I learned to set him before me.
时间的缘故我就不讲了。
And I will skip it because of time.
然后感谢主上主日的时候一位姊妹给我们做了美好的见证。
And thank the Lord, another sister gave us good testimony last Sunday.
当那么严重的意外事故发生后他们想到的是让孩子在这困境中经历神。
And when sudden accident happened, what they thought of was to let the kids experience God.
尽快恢复家里的，想读经，一起的读经。
They hold on to the family worship time.
他们将主摆在面前。
They set the Lord before them.
他们有喜乐，也称颂那指教他们的耶和华。
And they had joy and they praised the Lord who counsels them.
确实，将主的位置摆正。摆在前面，而不是一边，而不是后面。
Indeed, to put the Lord the right place, to put Him in front of us, not behind, not beside.
伤不会马上好。
Maybe the wound will not get healed instantly.
痛也不会马上停止。
Maybe the pain will not stop right away.
但我们能够不致摇动。
But we will not be shaken.
能够心欢喜，灵快乐。
That heart may be glad and the spirit may rejoice.
身体也能安然居住。
And the body will rest secure.
这实在是我们常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩的秘诀。
That is the secret of us to always give thanks, always pray, and always give thanks.
当我们要论断别人要批评别人的时候
When we have the spirit of judgment and criticism
将主能摆在面前
We set the Lord before us
求主能让我们看见我们自己眼中的良木
That we may see the log in our eyes
现在当我们在家里面要吵架或者要管教孩子就是要跟孩子生气的时候
And sometimes when we want to fight, argue, when we want to discipline the kids in a bad temper,
当我们被邪恶的念头引诱的时候
when we have temptation,
真是求圣灵来提醒我们
may the Holy Spirit remind us,
特别是当我们真是心里面不能够欢喜，灵里面不能够快乐，当我们肉身也不能安居的时候
Especially when our heart cannot be glad, our spirit cannot be joy, and the body cannot rest secure.
真是求圣灵来提醒我们，将主摆在我们面前。
We need the Holy Spirit to remind us to set the Lord before us.
也来帮助我们。
To help us.
那最后我们来看，这实在也是我们主耶稣基督的秘诀。
And lastly, we would like to see this is also the secret of our Lord.
大卫得了启示我想也部分的经历了第八节第九节和第十一节里面的事
And David received revelation and he also partially experienced verse 8 through 11
但大卫与我们一样他没有做到常就做到一直将耶和华摆在面前
But just like us David did not do what this verse 8 saysAlways set the Lord before him.
我想一位姊妹前不久也分享到诗篇五十一篇。
And also another sister shared about Psalm 51.
今天上午彭牧师在跟我们讲七要真理的时候也再提到诗篇五十一篇。
And also this morning when Pastor Pan was teaching us about the basic doctrine, also he referred to Psalm 51.
我们知道当大卫见到伯斯巴以后
We know when David saw Beersheba,
他就把伯斯巴摆在他面前。
He set Beersheba before him,
代替耶和华。
Replacing Jehovah,
愁苦就加增。
And his sorrow increased,
他就被情欲引诱。
He was tempted by his lust.
私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来。
And the lust conceived,Give birth to sin.
罪既长成就生出死来。
Sin grew up and brought death.
大卫没有完全的做到 这个长江耶和华摆在他面前。
David fell short on setting the Lord always before him.
也没有完全的经历到从第九节到十一节里面，特别是第十节。
And neither did he experience fully verse 9 through 11, especially verse 10.
我们一开始读到的，读到的《使徒行传》第二章的那一段告诉我们，彼得告诉我们。
And we earlier we read Acts chapter 2, Apostle Peter told us.
那个第八节到十一节是大卫指着基督说的。
That really verse 8 through 11 was David pointing to Christ.
特别是第十节。
Especially verse 10.
彼得在他的第一篇讲道里面清楚地告诉我们大卫死了，他的坟墓在那里。
And in his first message, Peter clearly told us that David was dead and his tomb is before us.
但是主耶稣虽然他在十字架上死了，
But our Lord, even though he was crucified,
但是我们知道在希伯来书第四章十五节告诉我们，
But we knew as Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15 tells us,
因为他凡事受过试探，与我们一样。
He was tempted in every way just as we were.
只是他没有犯罪。
Yet was without sin.
所以神就不将我们主的灵魂撇在阴间。
So God will not abandon him to the grave.
也不叫神的圣者，就是主耶稣基督，见朽坏。
He will not let his Holy One, which is the Lord Jesus, see decay.
在使徒行传第二章那里告诉我们，因为死亡原不能拘禁他。
As Acts chapter 2 tells us that death cannot bind him.
耶和华将那生命的道路指示那为我们也替我们而死的主。
And the God the Lord, God have made known to him the path of life.
所以他复活了。
So he was raised from the dead.
我们知道40天后他也升天回到耶和华面前。
And we knew after 40 days he was taken up to God.
在耶和华面前他有满足的喜乐，他坐在耶和华右边就有永远的富乐。
And he was seated at the right hand of God and he had eternal pleasures.
实在将耶和华常摆在面前，将主常摆在我面前。
Indeed, setting the Lord always before me.
不单只是大卫王的秘诀。
Not only was the secret of King David.
更是主耶稣在地上一生的秘诀。
But even more so, it was the secret, the whole life of our Lord when he was on earth.
不单只是他成长的秘诀。
Was not only the secret of his growth,
也是他一生圣洁持守胜过试探不犯罪的秘诀，
but also was the secret of him being holy, overcoming temptation,
也是他一生能够清楚明白神的旨意和道路并行在其中的秘诀，
and was the secret that he could know the will of God and to hold on to the way.
实在是儿女既有血肉之躯，我们主也照常道成了肉身。
As the children had a mortal body, the Lord also, the Word became flesh.
他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽。
He grew up before the Lord as a tender shoot.
过着隐藏的三十年的生活。
He lived a hidden life for 30 years.
路加福音告诉我们，在他十二岁的时候，他去耶路撒冷过节守节。
Luke told us when he was 12 years old, he went to Jerusalem at the festival.
后来他父母好不容易在圣殿里面找到了他。
And when his parents found him in the temple,
然后主说，我岂不应当以我父的事为念吗？
And the Lord said, Should I not?Dwell on the things of my father.
他那时候已将耶和华常摆在他面前。
Even then, he has set the Lord before him.
是常，是一直，是不断的。
Always, always.
耶和华在他右边，他便不致摇动。
That the Lord is at his right hand, he shall not be shaken.
他的心欢喜，他的灵快乐。
His heart is glad and tongue rejoice.
他的肉身也安然居住。
And his body will rest secure.
耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
30岁的时候，
When he was 30 years old,
他受施洗约翰的洗，开始了三年半公开的侍奉生涯。
He was baptized by John, the Baptist and then started 3.5 years ministry.
在那个时候，他受浸了以后，天上就开了，就有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
When he was baptized, the heaven opened, and there was a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I have found pleasure.
从约旦河回来，圣灵就将他引到旷野。
After he came back from the Jordan River, the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness.
40天，他受魔鬼的试探。
40 days he was under temptation.
他将耶和华摆在面前。
He set the Lord always before him.
他就用神的话抵挡魔鬼。
He resisted the temptation with the word of God.
三年之久，他周游四方传天国的福音。
For 3.5 years he was walking around preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
行善事。
He did good things.
医好凡被魔鬼压制的人。
Healing those bound by the devil.
他一直将耶和华摆在面前。
He always set the Lord before him.
也因为这样，他能够爱而不受感戴。
And because of that, he could love and not ask for respect.
侍奉而不被人见。
Serve and not be accepted.
在他传到最低落的时候，
and in the lowest point,
虽然他行了许多的神迹，
although he did many miracles,
人不悔改，
men did not repent.
不少原来跟从他的人也离开他，
many followers of him left.
他将耶和华摆在他面前，
he set the Lord before him.
他就欢乐。
He rejoiced.
他说，父啊，你的美意本是如此。
He said, Father, it is your good pleasure.
他也说，天地的主啊，我感谢你。
The Lord of heaven and earth, I thank you.
在他最后半年的时候，大约最后半年的时候，在变相山上。
About the last 6 months of his when he was on earth on the Mount of Transfiguration.
他的脸面明亮如日头。
His face shined like sun.
他的衣裳洁白放光。
His clothes was white and shining.
天上又有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Again, the voice came from heaven saying, This is my beloved son in whom I have found pleasure.
主耶稣已经活出了圣洁的生活，无瑕无疵的生命。
The Lord lived out a blameless life.
他本来可以在那里就升天回到宝座上。
And a holy life, he could have been taken up to the heaven then.
但他将耶和华摆在他面前。
But he set the Lord before him.
他就以父的事为念。
He dwell on the things of the Father.
就毅然回头。
He turned around.
下山面向耶路撒冷而去。
He went down the mountain facing Jerusalem.
也面向十字架而去。
Facing the cross.
他最后几天在耶路撒冷。
The last couple of days when he was in Jerusalem.
像那将要被献祭的羔羊。
He was like a lamb who is brought to the altar.
要经过祭司们三天的检验。
He was under the examination of the priest for 3 days.
证明那是无瑕疵的。
To prove that he is without blemish.
他将耶和华摆在他面前。
He set the Lord before him.
便不致摇动。
And he shall not be shaken.
最后一个晚上。
In the last night.
在科西玛尼园。
In the Garden of Gethsemane.
他心里甚是忧伤。
He was greatly sorrowful.
极其难过。
He was so painful in his heart.
几乎要死。
To the point of death.
汗珠如大雪点滴在地上。
And he sweat as blood drop.
他将耶和华摆在面前。
He set the Lord before him.
就祷告说，父啊，不是照我的意思。你若愿意，父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去，然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
And he said, he prayed that, Father, if you're willing, take the cup, remove the cup, but it is your will, not by your will, not my will.
不久，他就被抓。
And soon after, he was captured.
受多次的审判。
And he was under trial for several times.
他被藐视。
He was looked down.
被吐，唾沫。
People spit at him.
被戏弄。
They mocked him.
被人用手掌打，用拳头打。
They beat him with their hands. They kicked him.
又受鞭伤。
And he was wounded.
他将耶和华摆在面前。
He set the Lord before him.
就默默无声。
He was silent.
这样过了一夜。
And after a night,
大约上午九点钟。
About 9 o'clock in the morning,
我们的主被钉十字架。
Our Lord was crucified.
在十字架上头三个小时。
And the first 3 hours on the cross,
他仍能将耶和华摆在他面前。
He still set Jehovah before him.
那时他祷告说，
And he prayed,
好父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不知道。
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing.
大约中午十二点，
And about noon,
日头就变黑了，
And the sun went away.
遍地都黑暗，
The whole earth was closed with darkness.
直到深初，就是下午三点钟。
Until three o'clock in the afternoon.
在十字架上，在那最后的奥秘的三个小时。
Those last and mysterious 3 hours.
我们的主仍想把耶和华摆在他面前。
Our Lord still wanted to set Jehovah before him.
但是他不能。
However, he could not.
那个时候，耶和华使我们众人的罪都归在他一个人的身上。
Because at that time, Jehovah put all things onto him.
就是全人类从亚当开始，一直到末了的。所有的罪都归在他的身上。
Of all the human kind, from Adam all the way to the last person, all the things were on him.
格林多后书第五章告诉我们，神使那无罪的，原文是讲到不知罪的，替我们成为罪。
Second Corinthians tells us, God made him who had no sin.The original text said, God made him who knew not sin to be sin for us.
那时神使那连罪是什么都不知道的。我们的救主耶稣，我们的救赎主耶稣成为替我们成为罪。
And our Lord who knew not sin, God God made him to be sin for us.
好叫我们能够在他里面成为神的义。
So that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
那是以赛亚书五十三章告诉我们。
Isaiah chapter 53 tells us.
耶和华定义将他压伤。
It was the Lord's will to crush him.
原文是说到要将他踩在脚底下，踩在脚底下。
Crush here means, original text means to step him underfoot.
然后是压碎了。
To crush him.
使他受痛苦。
And he suffered.
耶和华以他为赎罪祭。
The Lord makes his life a guilt offering.
那时候我们主一生所依靠的力量的全源没有。
At that time, the Lord, he has trusted God all his life. But at that time, that source was cut off.
诗篇22篇告诉我们。
Psalm 22 tells us.
他的心在他里面如那融化。
His heart melted like wax.
三个小时之久。
For 3 hours.
他为我们尝了荣死的滋味，就是与神在灵里面分离那个巨大的痛苦。
He tasted death for us, which is to be separate from God in spirit. The great pain.
他承受不了。
He could not bear it.
生出的时候，就是大约三点钟的时候。
And at about 3 p.m.
耶稣大声喊着。
Jesus cried out.
我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
My God, why have you forsaken me?
这声音像一把利剑。
And that cry was like a sword.
一直刺到父神的心里面。
It pierced into the heart of the Heavenly Father.
父的心就被这剑刺透了。
And our Heavenly Father's heart was pierced.
耶和华掩面不看他的爱子。
And the Lord could not look unto his son.
福音是什么？
What is the gospel?
就是神爱世。
That God so loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That he gave his only begotten son to them.
让一切信他的不至灭亡。反得永生。
That whoever believes him shall not perish but have eternal life.
然后主耶稣说，我渴了。
And then Jesus said, I am thirst.
我一直记得一位神的老仆人所讲的那句话。
I always remember an elderly servant shared with us.
他说，当我们的主经过这漫长的痛苦，流了许多的血，是会口干的。
After the Lord went through so much pain and he shed so much blood, he would be thirsty.
但他相信，
更
深的意义。
There is a deeper meaning.
主是在说，我渴慕你啊，神。
Our Lord was telling God.I am thirst for you.
父神，虽然我不能将你摆在我面前。
Although, Father, I cannot put you before me.
虽然你离弃了我。
Although you are away from me now.
虽然你将我压碎。
Although you crushed me.
使我痛苦。
That I go through suffering.
主耶稣仍对父神说，
Jesus still telling Father,
我渴慕你，
I am thirst for you.
我爱你。
I love you.
因为你是我的一切。
Because you are my all.
我们的主是至死忠心。
Our Lord was faithful to death.
然后主耶稣说成了。
And then the Lord said, "It is finished."
救赎的大功成了。
He finished the work of redemption.
最后主耶稣大声喊着说
And in the end he cried out,
父啊，我将我的灵交在你手里。
Father, I commit my spirit into your hand.
说了这话，气就断了。
Then he gave up breath.
主耶稣的灵恢复了与父神的交通。
And in his spirit he recovered the fellowship with the Father.
在灵里又能将父常摆在他的面前。
In spirit, he set the Father always before him.
我们知道三天后主耶稣身体复活。
We knew after 3 days, the Lord's body was resurrected.
四十天后升天。
40 days later, he rose to the heaven.
他还要再来。
And he will come back.
愿我们不单只能够接受他。
May we not only accept him,
也能够爱他,
but we may love him,
并且预备等待他的再来,
and even so, we prepare for his coming back.
那我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
监察人心的神,
the Lord that searches our heart.
你知道有些听的人没有预备好听这信息。
You know not everyone is prepared for this message.
特别为这些人祷告。
We pray for these.
求你继续在他们心里面做工。
We pray that you continue to work in their heart.
让他们明白你的爱是何等的长阔高深。
That we may all understand the depth and height of your love.
主耶稣为我们罪人所付的赎价是那么的大。
What a great price the Lord Jesus has paid for sinners.
让他们能够接受主耶稣。
Help them to receive the Lord Jesus.
主也求你帮助我们常将你摆在面前。
Lord, help us to always set you before us.
好将我们不致摇动
that we may not be shaken
让我们能够心欢喜灵快乐
that our heart may be glad our spirit rejoice
肉身也安然居住
and our body rest securely
求你将那生命的道路指示我们
make known to us the path of life
保守我们能行在其中
that we may walk upon it
谢谢你我们的主在地上的时候常将耶和华摆在面前
We thank you when you were on earth you always set the Lord before you
就向耶路撒冷就面向耶路撒冷而去
And you walk facing Jerusalem
帮助我们
Help us
常将你摆在我们面前
Always set you before us
让我们也能面向那天上的耶路撒冷而去
That we may walk facing the heavenly Jerusalem
就是那座神所经营所建造的那有根有基的城
The city with foundation whom God was the architect and builder
指示我们那生命的道路
Show us the path of life
帮助我们一同走这路
Help us to walk upon it together.
一同被建造
That we be built together.
让耶和华真实的成为我们的产业
That concretely the Lord may become our inheritance.
成为我杯中的份
Become the portion of my cup.
就是让主耶稣基督的性格能照在我们里面
That the character of the Lord Jesus may become our character.
让神的心能够满足。
That the heart of God may be satisfied.
让神永远的旨意能够成就。
that the eternal will of God may be accomplished.
荣耀颂赞都归给那坐宝座的和羔羊。
Give all the glory and praise to the one who is on the throne and the Lamb.
祷告祈求乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.